Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in.
I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. I thank and praise God this afternoon, tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight, tonight, tonight. I want to let you all know to thank God for all of those that's on the phone line, all of those that on Blog Talk Radio, all those that may be listening to airways or however you may be listening to Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to let you know that this is a line simply for faith and encouragement And I want to let you know that our theme scripture is coming from Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for that scripture. I thank and praise God. Faith is going to take us where we need to go. Faith is going to take us where we're believing in. Faith is going to trust. We got to trust God for faith. If you don't have but just a little bit of seed, mustard seed faith, God wants us to trust him. And I want to let you all know also that I like another passage where it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I thank and praise God that you don't have to, you can still believe. We walk by faith and not by sight. I thank and praise God for that passage of scripture. So let's be able to walk by faith, because y'all, this part season in my life, God is really, this is really a faith season for me. It's really a season in my life. I am been going through things, trials and things after things, from one thing to another one. But you know what? I'm not giving up. I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have faith in the midst of it all, and God's going to walk me through it. So I ask you all, let's pray on tonight. Whatever you believe in God for, whatever you want God to do for you, let's trust God. Let's have faith, and now, always listen to that word now. Now on that, it's on that passage scripture. Now faith is the subject of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. See, God try our faith, and he will really see if we really mean what we say. And so, y'all, in this season, let's walk. Let's walk it out. Let's walk faith out. Let's trust God, no matter how hard it is, no matter what you don't have, no matter what you're going through in your marriage, no matter even what you're going through in your finances, faith out. Because faith, that's what faith is. It's already there, but God wants us to trust him. So I want to trust. I trust and believe God that he's going to do what he say he's going to do. So let's pray. And after I pray, I want you all to know, just know that God is who he say he is. He is God. And God going to do what he say he's going to do. He said, yes, trouble will come, but it won't last long. Yes, we will have worries. Yes, things going to come up on us. But he said he'll deliver us out of them all. Let's pray on tonight. Let's trust God on tonight. And I want to thank God, though. So very much thank God for taking care of me. I've been thanking God every day, all day, and I just trust him. So let's pray on tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you will, Lord God, first of all, God, forgive us for any sins that we committed or omitted today was not of you. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, in your name, Jesus, that you will forgive us if we have spoken words against our sister or brother or said things that we should not have said. God, you forgive us, Holy Spirit. Father, I even ask, God, if we have wronged somebody in the way that we should not have wronged them, you forgive us, God. Father, if we was jealous or if we have not acknowledged you like we should, God, we have called on your name, God, you forgive us, Holy Spirit. And Father God, we want to say thank you right now. I want to thank you for who you are, God. I want to thank you because you're good and you're mighty and you're merciful and you're loving to us, God, even when we ain't loving to ourselves. Lord, you're our strong tower. Lord, you are powerful, God. Yes, you are, God. Lord God, I thank you for even being our protection. Some of y'all, he's your protection. Some of y'all, he even your provider. I thank you for providing for us. I thank you, God, for even God just being a, Lord, your word say that you are, Lord, you are hiding from our enemy, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for being our hiding place, God. secret hiding place according to your word. Lord, you are our shield and buckler, God. You cause the angels to camp around us, God. And Lord, I thank you right now, God. I thank you for those that are on the phone line. I thank you for those that are listening by Block Talk Radio. I thank you for those that even listening through the airway, however they may be listening, God. Even those that's going to come back and watch the replay. Father, I thank you, Holy Spirit, even now. But Father, join my faith with them, God, that whatever they're believing you for, God, somebody believing you to take care of them. Somebody believing you, God, to heal their body. For your word say we are already healed according to Isaiah 53:5. Somebody teach you to, Lord, make a way for them. They need a job, God. Your word say knock and the door shall be opened. You said seek and, Lord, we shall find you, God. Father, you said ask, God, and Lord God, and we shall be given whatever we ask for in your name. So, Father, I thank you that you will touch everyone and grant their request, God. Make the request be made known. That's what one pastor should say, make your request be made known. It said pray about all things, pray anything. Let's pray, Lord God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to pour out on them. Somebody needs you to give them direction, God, on what way to go, Lord, to find a job. Somebody, Lord, asking you, God, to give them closure on some family issue or on some business, God. We ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to step into their life right now, God, and begin to make things happen for them, Holy Spirit. Somebody needs some help with their children, Lord, that their children are some is disobedient, Lord, or rebellious towards them, or don't run away, God. Begin to bring them back this way, God. Touch the heart desire. Touch them, God, that they will begin to bring obedience, Lord God, according to, Lord God, your word, according to your word, Ephesians 6, God. Lord, touch that child, that, Lord God, and the parent right now. Begin to bring peace in the home. Somebody, marriage, this is, Lord God, it's messed up, God, because you are able to come in and mend them back together again. Let your will be done. Father, somebody needs you, God, for Lord God, somebody needs you to be a counselor, because somebody needs you to be, Lord God, that you will, Lord, even direct them in their business, God. Somebody needs you, God, even church people, church hurt. Somebody needs you to direct them, Holy Spirit. You begin to touch them, Lord, that they will begin to forgive and move on, God. That they will begin to seek you, God, like never before. Somebody, Lord God, already, God, they're in the hospital battling with COVID. They're battling with, Lord God, the Delta virus. We come against that thing right now, God. We bind that thing, that sickness right now by the blood of your sure God. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Lord, breathe breath to the lungs, God, that they will begin to breathe freely, God. That they will begin to breathe freely. Lord, wash the fever away, God. Wash the fever, Lord God. Begin to cause the fever body to, Lord God, go back into its rightful place, God. That the temperature will leave, God, and never return. Father, we even ask you, God, to look up on that one that's in record with pain. Pain leave according to your word. We speak to the mountain of pain. We speak to the mountain of sickness. We speak to whatever mountain that you're dealing with according to Mark 11:23. Excuse me. According to Mark 11:23, the word let us know. Said the word say if we speak to the mountain, say mountain be thou removed and be cast into the sea. God, your word say that you and we believe in our heart and no doubt you will cause these things to happen. God, even somebody needs you to work on their mind, God. We speak, Lord, touch the mind, no Lord God. Lord, Philippians 2:5 say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Father, renew mind, God. Bring their mind back to where it needs to be. Sound mind. I speak sound mind, Lord. Somebody may be losing their mind. Somebody may be hurting. Somebody may be in pain, God. And Lord, you touch them right now and make it all right. Make it all right, Father. Make it better. Because the word say, God, trust you in all of our ways. You said, put our trust in you, and you will direct us in all of our ways. Lead not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. Lord, help us today. Help us today, God. Touch the nation. Touch everything going on in the earth realm, God. All of the evilness, the chaos, all of the racism, all of the trauma, God. All of the, Lord, you begin to step in, God, according to 2nd, Lord God, Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people who are called by thy name, you say if we, Lord, if you said, if we seek your faith and humble ourselves and pray, Lord, you say you will heal the land. Heal this earth, God. Heal it. We need you to come down and heal, God, whatever is not right. I mean, the enemy knows you're soon to come. That's why everything is going the way it is. But, Lord, I thank you right now. Him and his demons, they got to go. And we bind them right now because your words say whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever I loose shall be loosed in heaven. Father, I thank you for all of my neighbors all around me, all of my friends, all of my family. I thank you for everybody, God, that say pray. I thank you for my friend and her family. I thank you for all of them, God. Lord, just touch us, God, that we will be touched in the way that we should. Lord God, I thank you, God. I pray blessing over those, and I bind curses off of their life. I pray healing, and I bind, Lord, anything that's not like you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, that you will bring us into a place to serve you, to love you, and to be able to, Lord God, to love on you. That's what you want. You want us to trust you and to love on you. You want us to, God, put you before anything, God. And, Lord, I thank you, God, right now in Jesus' mighty name. I pray. Thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you all for listening to On Faith on the Line. And before I turn it over to Prophet Scott, I want you all to know that don't give up. And I'm talking to myself, too, because I've been going through some stuff. My mama died 2 months ago. Then my husband walked out only 3 weeks ago. And then I just thank and pray because my finance began to go downhill. Everything began to go downhill. But you know what? I'm going to still trust God, and we're going to believe God together. And God still blessed me. He blessed me to pay my bills. Yes, he did. And I know that God would do it. So I want you all to know let's trust God in these times. God's going to help us. He's going to make a way for us. But he's trying our faith. And it's not to hurt you. It's to make you. And Lord knows I'm being named. I thank God for the season I'm in. But it hurts. It is, and I'm made over and over. So I want to let you all know to make you over. And it don't matter how I hurt, no matter how I feel, it don't supposed to feel good. You think he felt when he went to the cross? How you think he fell on the cross? How you think he fell when he come down off of the cross and he went to the grave, but he got up just because of what we're going through? That's how come I know that it's an ending to it's an ending to the beginning. So all I want to tell you, trust God for your ending, because it ain't going to last long. Probably stay. I want to let you all know to have a prosperous, wonderful weekend and be safe. Most of all, I want you to pray. Pray, be careful, be watchful, and most of all, be prayerful. So I want to turn it back over to Prophet State. Prophet State, I'll turn it back over to you. I want to see if anybody on the phone line that might need prayer.